All right, I'd like to go ahead and call the Land Use Committee meeting to order. Could I have a motion on the minutes?
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting minutes are approved. Let the record reflect, we have Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Weiner, Smiley, Cartier, Diller, and Co-Chair Retta. Might need Valerie, we'll be taking the notes. First item on the agenda is just a little bit of house cleaning here. It's under my sponsorship resolution to amend the declaration for Bradford Pond. We have the attorney, John Tracy, here. Mr. Tracy, why don't you just very extremely briefly explain what was forgotten when we did this change here and why we need this back before us again?
John Tracy from Conaway, Stargett & Taylor here on behalf of the property owners. Council approved a amended rezoning of this plan last summer to lift the age-restricted limitation that was on the plan. It's an unbuilt community of 26 homes off of Old Baltimore Pike. This application is in front of you solely because we need to remove the word age-restricted from the recorded maintenance declaration. No other changes are proposed.
Questions for members of council? Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. If there was a typographical error, why are we looking at you today?
Because you enjoy my smiling face.
In addition.
This is how I was directed to proceed to amend the maintenance declaration. The code has a requirement to amend a maintenance declaration. You have to go through a process. I kind of begged and pleaded maybe not to have to go through this because it was fairly minor, but the letter of the language of the code says you have to go through this process. Thank you. That's why you're seeing it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Additional questions? Anybody from the public? Okay, moving on to the next item. Next item resolution, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This is, again, a deed restriction change. The nursing home was sold in 2014. When they were doing their due diligence upon selling it, they found that they had a deed restriction that said it could have 100 beds, and it had 104 beds. So they are coming before us today to change the deed restriction to say 104 beds so that everything is in compliance. They are in compliance with the code as far as parking goes. We have talked about this within the community before GATA and had no complaints at that point. They went before the planning board, obviously through land use. There were a couple of complaints, but two of them felt that the building was going to be increased, and that was their concern. It's not. It is existing 104 beds. We'll stay at 104 beds in compliance with parking, actually have more parking than what the previous code or today's code would require. So no one has called me. Like I said, I went to the GATA meeting. We had a public hearing. Nobody beyond that has talked to me about this in positive or negative.
Right. And just to be clear, the only change you're making is to go from 100 to 104. You're not looking at parking, nothing like that. It's only the 100 to 104.
Exactly. What's on right. site now to change the wording in the deed restriction from 100 to 104 so everything is the same.
Gotcha. Questions from members of council? Councilman Cartier.
Just for the record, what is the main care that's administered by the Franciscan care facility? What
I
is their
believe
function?
The main care is the aged, but if John wants to respond to that, that
John
would be
Tracy again for Young Conaway on behalf of the applicant. It's primarily targeted to age, but it's also for physical ailments. You don't necessarily have to be old, but you need full-time care.
Yeah. Okay,
that's the type of facility that it is.
Okay,
and this facility has been here for 20 years.
It was built in about 1992 or three, and at its current size. It's been licensed for 104 beds since as early as 2001, probably earlier than that, but that dates back to the last deed restriction amendment on this property.
Councilman Weiner.
Yes, just a comment on the record in due deference to the planning board. They wanted county council to note its concern about lack of on-site parking and hoping the owners will resolve it by creating some additional spaces on site. Of course, we don't have any authority, read it into the record.
There are 20 off-site.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. There are 20 off-site spots that are leased for parking at an adjacent church, and those are used. The state law mandates staffing requirements in peak times, which is 7 to 3 during the day. So extra parking for staff is needed at that point, and that the they have leased that. And it's been leased for quite a while, right?
It's been leased for several years.
Who's speaking?
John Tracy from Young Conaway. It's been leased for several years, 20 additional spots. Actually available from 7 to 5:30. The day shift is 7:30 to 3. Staffing requirements are highest during that shift. They drop off by more than 50% for the afternoon shift and then down to 9 for the overnight shift. We have looked at the property. There's actually a small grading plan going through the department now to address a minor stormwater issue unrelated to all these issues. The problem is the site is really constrained in terms of expanding. In the front, there's stormwater management slopes down to Brackenville Road. In the rear, it slopes up the reserve at Hokesson Chase. It's fairly close to the side property line as well. We are looking at this possibility of either restriping the lot that might gain 4 or 5 parking spaces. We could pursue removing some landscape bump outs in the existing parking lot. Might free up an additional spot or two, but not the substantial number that I'm sure folks would like to see on the site. There's just, with the change in staffing that occurred after this facility was built, the change in state staffing requirements, that's really where you've seen the increase in the use of parking.
Thank you.
Councilman Smiley.
I know this is inappropriate, and I'm just going to say I'm not familiar with this facility at all, but I am familiar with one very big issue as far as I'm concerned over this past year. The state staffing requirements are grossly insufficient. They need to revisit it.
Could you take that up with your representative?
I will as soon as I can get him in one of these places.
Let the record reflect Councilman Bell is joining us. Additional questions from members of council? Seeing none, going to the public. Anybody from the public? Seeing none, let's move on to the next item on the agenda. The next resolution is under the sponsorship of Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. This is a termination of a maintenance agreement. This community had private roads. The maintenance agreement was put in place so that they were responsible for the maintenance of that road, one road, Burnett Drive. Since that time, the community has gone to DelDOT. They have done the repairs on the road and the repairs to the drainage, and DelDOT has signed off on it, and they have put their road into the DelDOT maintenance system. So it is no longer a private road. It is now a public road. Because the road is no longer private, there is no need to have a declaration telling them how they need to maintain the road. So they have gone through the DelDOT process and the county process, and we are the last step in terminating this agreement.
Questions from members of council? Seeing none, going to the public. All right. Next item on the agenda is other. Anybody have anything under other? The only thing I might add is here is I'll probably speak with Mr. Haggerty quickly, but I'm wondering if you guys might be prepared to have a quick conversation at the next Land Use Committee meeting on deed restrictions, where they come from, who drafts them, and they seem to be more obsolete by the time they're enacted by us here. I mean, I've had 3 communities that have come forward that say they cannot have no overnight parking on the street. Well, it's a private deed restriction in the community that was enacted and approved, but it's a public street owned by DelDOT, which DelDOT's saying you can't enforce that over top of us. So why are we bringing that and approving those type of deed restrictions? So I'm just wondering where they're at, how that might possibly could be amended, and why it's making its way all the way through when it's an unenforceable deed restriction. And I've always been told previously, and I haven't asked recently, but I've always been told deed restrictions need to be enforced by a Bible. You have to enforce them all. You can't pick and choose. And I don't know if they got before, I'm just hypothetically thinking, but if you got before a judge and somebody had a violation, they could say, well, you're not enforcing all these because here's one you're not enforcing. I don't know. So anyhow, maybe a quick discussion. George will have a chat with you. I'm going to put you on the spot immediately, but if you're not ready, maybe we can move it to the next one or something, but at least in the near future.
Yes. So is the question you'd like a discussion, just to be prepared for a discussion?
My discussion I have for you, would you be prepared to have this at the next meeting?
I would.
If not, we'll put it on the near future.
Yes. Answer the question.
Councilman Moore.
Yeah, thank you for asking for that clarification. And just to make sure that I understood what you were saying, if any deed restriction provision is unenforceable, it doesn't affect the enforceability of the others, of course. You're just talking about that particular one.
That's what I would, you know, kind of wonder. I want to make sure that we're not approving something that could render all the deed restrictions unenforceable because, you know, I don't know. I've always been told when you got before a judge, they would say you can't cherry pick what you want to enforce and not want to enforce. You have to do them all.
Most of the deed restrictions have a savings clause, and by state of law, even without it, it says that to the extent that any one provision is unenforceable, it doesn't affect the enforceability of the others.
Okay.
But it's still a relevant question.
Right. Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
But thank you. I also have had the same thing with the road issue that the deed restriction says you can't park after midnight on the road and it's a public road. And obviously the police then send, you know, this whole list of things that they can enforce for, and that isn't one of them. I do have a community that is going to talk to DelDOT to see if DelDOT would be willing to either change the state law or whatever it is so that they could enforce, especially in, it comes up in winter most of the time. You know, the community's on a hill, cars are parked out in the road, the plow comes through, now the road is more narrow, but I don't know how these things necessarily get into deed restrictions, and I guess that would be part of my question is, I understand that you can put in deed restrictions, you know, you don't have statues of animals, or the Blessed Virgin Mary, or on and on and on, and those are enforceable on a civil level, but when we start deed restricting things that are public property, I don't know how we do that.
You'll get an argument from the department
right, private roads when they want
deed restrictions, because deed restrictions wind up being crutches for the subdivision code. So the more the deed restrictions come, the more the focus may need to be on the subdivision code itself. And they come in a variety of shapes and forms. Some of them come in the shapes and forms of private deed restrictions for the community. Some of them want to suck the county into being a party to the deed restrictions because they're feel-good moments that oftentimes wind up becoming something not so feel-good later on down the road. But in order to for us to help you a little bit more, if you have some specific circumstances that you could get your aides to send us, that would be great if we could come, and that way we're not, I'm not saying we come prepared knowing everything, although we do know everything, but we always don't come prepared knowing everything. And if we have some pieces of fact that we can track down, we could perhaps get the background as to why this came about or how this came about. But as a general rule, we are not fans of deed restrictions because they essentially add something else to the enforcement mix that otherwise the code would not require.
Okay. Okay, well, additional questions?
Good, I'm not a fan.
Anything under public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, I'd just like to note that I've gotten us back on track here. We finished by 2:30, so
rest of the evening is up to you.
Thanks. Motion to adjourn, all in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
I can't wait now. Soon we'll be canceling meetings.